This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Thinks that he's figured out why there's 100,000 illegal aliens flooding across our border every month, and it has nothing to do with the fact that there's no border wall over half of it. So tell us, bozo, what's really going on?
We know that increasingly those apprehensions include farmers from Honduras who are trying to persist in the face of historic droughts in that country. What they are planting is no longer growing. Soon enough along this trajectory, some of those countries will no longer support or sustain human life. At that point, it's going to be a drop in the bucket compared to what we will see arrive on the U.S.-Mexico border. The competition for resources in a warming planet is going to be absolutely fierce. I fear the judgment of the generations that will follow us, the people of the future, who will look back on 2019 and 2020 and know full well that we had all the evidence and the facts and the science in front of us. All that we had to do was to muster the political will to make those decisive, bold choices right now. So that, to me, is the singular challenge that we have as a country.
Soon, countries south of the border won't be able to sustain life, he says. Well, you already can't drink the water in Mexico, so maybe he's onto something.
Captain Planet, he's our hero. Running for president, but he's polling near zero. With your hashtags combined, I am Captain Planet.
Michael Brown didn't do nothing.
I support child drag queens like Desmond is amazing.
Down with the patriarchy.
CNN most trusted name in news. Normal English, amigo.
Metal was born for this. Yay!
I want to, like, save the environment and stuff. And to do that, we got to stop these cow farts.
Yeah. Stop the cow farts.
That was just the tip of the iceberg for this week's global warming circus, however. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio had organized a Green New Deal event right outside of Trump Tower. Except apparently it was pouring rain, and so he had to come inside. And since he's such a terrible mayor, people started shouting him down, and it didn't really go as well as he had planned.
Where do you think the best place to get your message out?
Look, had the weather cooperated, we would have been outside. That was the original plan. But it's a public place, and you know what?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this may be one of Mark Dice's, I think it is one of his best videos ever, so I'm going to play the rest of it coming up. But do you see the total hysteria? Global warming is going to cause the third world to collapse, and they're all going to come here. Then the globalists put in economic systems on record knit to collapse things, and then open the borders up and build refugee centers, and then tell you it's because everybody's underwater, and no one can grow crops, and everyone's dead, and the world's ending in 12 years unless you do exactly what de Blasio and AOC and Beto say. It's all coordinated. And countries like Spain that actually implemented the same Green Deal a decade ago, they now have 50% unemployment in people under 30, something like 25% unemployment in general. The country has fallen apart. It's been destroyed. This is an economic missile to destroy economies, to take them over, to conquer them. It's economic warfare. AOC is just a teleprompter reader. All of these globalists have been hired. They've all been set up to parrot the same garbage over and over again, and they must be stopped, and they must be called out. You notice, what's the response to us? Jesus. The response to us is, shut us up and don't let us criticize them. The science is settled. Man-made global freezing is real. Give us all your money. That was in the 70s and 80s. Now it's man-made global warming. Now they went, well, let's just say change, period, and then it's all your fault, and you're going to pass money. But 160-plus countries like China and India and Mexico, they're all exempt. Only the West has to be industrialized and have its system shut down industrially. All right, coming up, Trump and Iran getting pretty close to war, and a whole bunch more on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. This is InfoWars, and I'm going to play the whole Mark Dice report coming up. It's just too good. We didn't have time to play the whole thing in the 5 minutes we had. Stay with us. Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout-out for the bone broth.
The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products, so thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you, but yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good, so thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, Al Gore claims he invented the Internet in 1996, even though the patents were filed for it using that name in the late 1950s, and then it was officially set up with email-like systems in the 60s, and he's not officially accredited with it, but he said he invented it. But Joe Biden says he invented the whole fraudulent climate movement. Really, I thought it was the Club of Rome in 1968, but hey, if you want to take credit for this feudalistic monster, go ahead, Joe. Here he is.
My name is Sabira. I'm part of the US Youth Climate Strike, an organization. On March 15th, we organized a bunch of strikes across the nation. And now we have a petition to ask all the presidential candidates to support a forum where we're talking about the climate policy. And can you commit to be a nonstop leader and support?
By the way, just so you know, I'm the guy that did all this stuff. Read Real Clear Politics. I'll tell you about how I started this whole thing back in 87 with climate change.
Can you commit to be a leader?
Send what you need. I guarantee I'll be a leader.
Now, it is true that he is involved in the climate exchange in Chicago Mercantile. We have to pay him money if they ever get the carbon taxes through. Because you pay private Rothschild Bank, actually. And Al Gore is involved. So it is true that he gets your money in a scam, but he did not come up with a scam. He does sound like he's either had an entire bottle of Jack Daniels in the last hour, or, again, he's having trouble because of those strokes he had where the doctor said he only had a 50% chance of coming back, and he's famous for slurred speech. But you're not allowed to question his medical background. Now, I started getting to a Mark Dice report, but I want to hear the whole thing right now. Mark Dice has knocked it out of the park. The video's up on InfoWars.com, and it's an absolute must see. Beto O'Rourke is Captain Planet. And again, he's saying in Honduras, remember the clip a month ago where he and AOC said 12 years till the earth's gone? He said rising floods, no farmland, Latin America underwater. Well, he just says these are all Honduran farmers who just have nothing. And that's the UN-built refugee centers, they pay them to come up here. But now he's gone from a few months ago running for Senate telling you that there is no caravan. We can pull those clips up. There is no caravan, or it isn't a problem, and we don't need a border wall, and there is no problem, to saying everyone should be let in. And it's because of global warming, everybody's underwater in Honduras. That's not true. No one's ever said it. He thinks his constituents are a bunch of historic morons. Yes, hysterical morons. Here it is.
Burke thinks that he's figured out why there's 100,000 illegal aliens flooding across our border every month, and it has nothing to do with the fact that there's no border wall over half of it. So tell us, Bozo, what's really going on?
We know that increasingly those apprehensions include farmers from Honduras who are trying to persist in the face of historic droughts in that country. What they are planting is no longer growing. Soon enough along this trajectory, some of those countries will no longer support or sustain human life. At that point, it's going to be a drop in the bucket compared to what we will see arrive on the U.S.-Mexico border.
Oh, now there are no caravans just a few months ago. Now this is only the beginning. Yeah, once you break the border, create the conduits, they're giving $1,000 debit cards per leg, and everybody gets in, everybody gets put on welfare, and they have their anchor babies, and they tested the people. 30% are not the parents of the children. They've got kidnapped, smuggled kids. The Senate report admits it. It's okay, though, because they can no longer sustain life in Venezuela and places, not because of communism, but because of global warming. No, it's because of communism. They're rich in resources. Let's continue.
Competition for resources in a warming planet is going to be absolutely fierce. I fear the judgment of the generations that will follow us, the people of the future, who will look back on 2019 and 2020 and know full well that we had all the evidence and the facts and the science in front of us. All that we had to do was to muster the political will to make those decisive, bold choices right now. So that, to me, is the singular challenge that we have as a country.
Soon, countries south of the border won't be able to sustain life, he says. Well, you already can't drink the water in Mexico, so maybe he's onto something.
Captain Planet, he's our hero. Running for president, money's pulling near zero. With your hashtags combined, I am Captain Planet.
Michael Brown didn't do nothing.
I support child drag queens like Desmond is amazing.
Down with the patriarchy.
CNN most trusted name in news. Norman Inglés, amigo.
Beto was born for this. Yay!
I want to, like, save the environment and stuff. And to do that, we got to stop these cow farts.
Yeah. Stop the cow farts.
That was just the tip of the iceberg for this week's global warming circus. However, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio had organized a Green New Deal event right outside of Trump Tower. Except apparently it was pouring rain, and so he had to come inside. And since he's such a terrible mayor, people started shouting him down, and it didn't really go as well as he had planned.
Is this a good place to get your message out?
Look, had the weather cooperated, we would have been outside. That was the original plan. But it's a public place, and you know what? In New York City, we're perfectly tough. If people want to offer their opposition, it doesn't change me one bit. It doesn't change anyone here.
This was the scene directly behind him, where Trump supporters brought their own signs and rode up and down on the famous escalators while he was trying to give his speech. This is the guy who literally wants to ban skyscrapers in New York City. Meanwhile, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is now saying that her repeated claim that the world is going to end in 12 years was just a joke. Or at least I think that's what she said. I can't tell if this is her actual Twitter account or one of the parody accounts. She's calling us all out now for mocking her, saying that this is a technique of the GOP to take dry humor and sarcasm and literally fact-check it. Like the world is ending in 12 years thing. You'd have to have the social intelligence of a sea sponge to think it's literal. You're the one who said that a lot of millennials are afraid to have kids because they're concerned that global warming is going to bring the end of the world. And apparently Cory Booker didn't get the memo because now he's saying there's only 10 years left.
Let me just say that with climate change, we have 10 years to deal with it, but vulnerable communities are going to feel the impacts first. And so this cannot be something where we don't act with a sense of urgency. And we've got to be creative in the way we're going about it.
In fact, Bernie Sanders is now saying that global warming is one of our biggest national security issues.
You also know that intelligence and defense agencies in the United States and all over the world see climate change as a major national security issue.
All right, so again, no other nation does this, but Western nations will be shut down. And AOC and Beto and all of them are very clear. They said the world was ending in 12 years. Okay, if we don't do whatever they say and pay them carbon taxes. And now they put out tweets and make statements saying it's fake, we made it up. No, lady, you did put out your Green Deal saying if you're unable to work or don't want to work, you'll be given a living wage. You did say that. First, you tried to say First you gave a speech endorsing it, then you said we made it up, then you had to back off of that. You're a lying, evil-eyed weasel. We have the videos. We know what you've said. We know what you've done. We're aware of it. Stop trying to constantly lie. We come back, I'm going to play those clips for you, ladies and gentlemen, because she's denying it. She's saying it doesn't exist. We're going to show it to you and show you her tweet and finish Mark Dice's report where she is saying that she didn't say it. You made it up. You're a liar. They practice just insulting us. There are no mothers and fathers. There are no boys and girls. We're going to forcibly inoculate you. There is no world government, but the Pope just called for world government. It is cuckoo land. We're in a total war. You're the best audience on the planet. The globalists take your guts. I love you to death. I'm not bitching at you. I'm thanking you. I'm just telling you. You are the power. You are the resistance. And when you word of mouth, and when you on your own email and your own text message or wherever you can, tell folks about the videos and the articles at Infowars.com and what we're doing on air, it changes the world and overrides the globalists. We can beat AOC. We can beat Cory Booker. We can beat David Rockefeller. He's already in the grave. We can beat their system, but we've got to stand against it. So let's do it. Let's do it now.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So we just played a clip of AOC saying that we made it up. She never said there should be a wage for people that don't want to work. She never said the world was going to end in 12 years. She was being sarcastic when she did. So that's what these moral relativists do in the left. So let's go ahead and play a clip of her and, again, Beto and what they really said.
Along this current trajectory, there will be people who can no longer live in the cities that they call home today. There is food grown in this country that will no longer prosper in these soils. There is going to be massive migration of tens or hundreds of millions of people from countries that are literally uninhabitable or underwater that are above the sea right now. This is our final chance. The scientists are absolutely unanimous on this, that we have no more than 12 years to take incredibly bold action on this crisis, the crisis that could, at its worst, lead to extinction.
I think that the part of it that is generational is that millennials and people and, you know, Gen Z and all these folks that come after us are looking up and we're like, the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. And your biggest issue is your biggest issue is how are we going to pay for it? Mm-hmm. And, like, this is the war. This is our World War II.
The worst part of that, I don't know if it translates over AM radio. We're on a lot of AM radio stations as well. Everyone, I'm precious. But the interviewer is going, Like, ooh, I'm getting some heavy truth there. The Earth is going to end in 12 years. And again, I keep going back to this, not for lack of news, because Beto and her are back in the news saying, we're all dead if you don't do this, but she's trying to back off a little. He's not backing off. He's getting more insane, saying that we have hundreds of thousands every few weeks slamming into the United States, not because the UN set up refugee centers, not because they advertised they should do it, not because they did the same thing to Europe, but because there's no crops growing in Latin America. I'm going to explain something, and I know the audience is smart, so I'll be condescending, but I'm going to explain something. Places like Honduras in Central America and places like Venezuela in northern South America have soils that are the best in the world. They have incredible wildlife, incredible fish, incredible timber. They have way more resources than the average area of the United States. It's joke level. But just like Africa, because of the corruption and the governments and the systems they have and the cultures, they can't get it together. Africa has so many resources, sub-Saharan particularly. Every resource you can imagine, Africa's got it. It's the only continent that has everything. 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 The U.S. has a lot of dinosaur bones for some reason. So does China. Africa doesn't have a lot of dinosaur bones, though. But it's got a lot of gold, lithium, everything else you can imagine. It's got everything, every rare earth mineral, every gem, farmland, volcanic soil, everything you need. What do you think Venezuela has? Volcanic soil. Why do you think we sell coffee from southern Mexico on the Guatemalan border? There's volcanoes. They grow them on the sides of volcanoes. Some of them are active volcanoes. Why do you think Greece has such good food? Volcanic soil. Why do you think areas of Italy have such good soil? Volcanoes. Why do you think the best coffee in the world comes from places? You can get really expensive Hawaiian coffee that's excellent as well. It's grown on the side of volcanoes. They've got everything. We don't have coffee from the continental U.S. because we don't have the soil to grow it. You can grow it, it just doesn't taste good. Ours is from southern Mexico. I think it's some of the best coffee out there. And this is kind of a plug while I'm talking about a story, but think about this. Think about the insanity of this. Venezuela, again, until the 50s, was richer per citizen than the United States. The average Venezuelan citizen had more money than a U.S. citizen, even when the U.S. was in a boom time. Oh, and it wasn't the only country that was as good or better. Argentina. The Argentines. Again, these are facts, but they got globalist governments in, they got socialist governments in, and they wrecked their economies. They sold out their people. Their people aren't fleeing up here from Latin America because they don't have grass fields that have got like 6 foot tall grass. They do. All over Central and South America, they've got some of the best cattle grazing the planet's ever seen. They don't even have basically winters down there. Year round, folks. Year round. Mexico has 3 planting seasons. 3. The United States has 1.5. Places like Brazil have 4 planting seasons. Venezuela has 4 planting seasons. Honduras has 3 planting seasons. And volcanic soil and all the water they could ever want. And Beto tells you, they're not fleeing communism. They're not fleeing socialism. They're not fleeing corruption. They're fleeing, new word. They are fleeing climate change, a load of crap. And again, we've got to get the videos together from just a few months ago. What, 4 months ago, 5 months ago, running for Senate? There is no climate change or whatever. At that point, he wasn't pushing that as his big talking point. It was all, there is no caravan. There is no border crisis. There is no problem. Remember all that? Jim Acosta saying there's no caravans. Trump's made up the caravans. He's made up the crisis. Well, that's not what they say now. Bernie Sanders says Trump is to blame for the caravans. Trump is what did it. And it is climate change. And so does Cory Booker. And so does Beto O'Rourke. And so does AOC. And why do they all say the same thing over and over again? Because it's a way to take control of your life. They're not going to get rid of high rises or skyscrapers or hot dogs. They're going to make you pay them money. I'm Bernie Sanders. I bankrupt businesses. I give my children money from the colleges to bankrupt them. And my campaign head is a convicted swindler. That's what I do. The earth is going to end unless you give me money. I'm Bernie Sanders. Who could stand against me? Western culture might wake up and say no to me. I have an answer. Outlaw Western culture and families. I'm Bernie Sanders. I rule you now.
Shut down our speech. We're at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because that's
a bunch of
people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle? Or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Is the U.S. involved with any procuring of weapons, transfer of weapons, buying, selling, anyhow transferring weapons to Turkey out of Libya? To Turkey? It is a big idea. A new world order.
How would
is it that this organization is so well-funded, so organized?
Islamic State-linked militants have gained a stronger foothold in Libya, seizing new economically vital areas of the country.
The leader of ISIS in Libya is none other than Abdel Hakim Belhaj, and of course he was armed to the teeth by NATO.
A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
The Russians say they're negotiating with North Korea to hold joint military exercises. Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin teaming up, creating an ominous alliance against the United States.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is aggressively opposing the nuclear deal that the U.S. government is negotiating with Iran.
Saudi Arabia is apparently prepared to allow Israeli jets into its airspace to conduct attacks on Iran.
We have an unprecedented opportunity to build a new world order.
I set up a foundation in Ukraine and played an important part in events now.
Ukraine is set to receive the first tranche of an International Monetary Fund aid package.
We had brokered a deal to transition power in Ukraine.
Vladimir Putin is on the move.
Only when this transformation is complete will we be able to take full measure of the opportunities presented by this new and evolving world order.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
What is insurrection? A rebellion or rising of citizens or subjects in resistance to their government. In 2017, the Justice Democrats and brand new Congress seek to undermine the democratic system by electing fake politicians. Antifa is conspiring with the Mexican cartel to stage an armed rebellion at the border. And Democrats continue pushing for open borders while patriots are silenced on the internet. This all qualifies as insurrection, but there is something far more deadly that has been taking root within America for decades. Islamist terrorist compounds have been found all over the country, training for Islamic jihad.
With the election of Donald Trump, they believe that their end times prophecies that they believe in are now being fulfilled. Donald Trump is part of a satanic Jewish conspiracy, and they are preparing for the camps to be raided and to fight back.
Brooklyn Imam and CNN contributor Siraj Wahaj was involved in the first World Trade Center bombing and has clearly stated his support for Islamic jihad.
Islam is better than a democracy. In time, the so-called democracy will crumble, and there will be nothing. And the only thing that will remain will be Islam.
His son was found training children to be terrorists in New Mexico and Alabama. Young children in a Philadelphia mosque were found singing songs about killing and torturing non-Muslims. Muslim clerics are openly calling for jihad. Experts on Islamic jihad have warned us.
There is no place in the world where Muslims have come that they haven't started wars against the non-Muslims. Why do we think we're going to be different?
The leader of the Iranian nationalist movement has warned us.
رادیکالیسم اسلامی دفاع میکنند. پس باید منتظرش باشند که همین بلا روزی سرشون بیاد.
Islamic reformer Mohammad Tawhidi has warned us.
The Islamist movement has been very clear in their goal, and that is to establish their own caliphate. On the other side, the left not only sympathize with them, they're applying democratic values onto an extremist group that doesn't believe in democracy. They want Sharia law.
Despite these dire warnings, our elected officials have continued to support Islam. We have a congresswoman who openly supports Islamic Jihad.
Should we reassess the way that we are dealing with al-Shabaab?
Her constituents in Minneapolis want Sharia law in America.
Do you feel more comfortable living under American law, or do you feel more comfortable living under Sharia law?
Sharia law.
I'm a Muslim. I prefer Sharia law.
Sharia law? Yes.
You prefer Sharia law over American law?
Of course, yeah. Of course, yeah.
And do you find most of your friends feel the same way?
Yeah, of course. If you're Muslim, yeah.
He can make his daughter marry somebody.
Yeah.
Is it right to kill somebody who insults Muhammad?
Yeah, because she's just, she hates the religion, I understand. But she shouldn't beat up the prophet, you know?
And they don't even want to live here.
You had a choice. Would you rather live here or would you rather live in a Muslim country?
I'd rather live in a Muslim country with my people.
Would you prefer to live in America or prefer to live in Somalia?
For me, I think it's Somalia.
Would you rather live in America or live in Somalia?
I'd rather live in Somalia.
For those who are not brainwashed by the mainstream media, insurrection is clearly happening in America. And President Trump invoking the Insurrection Act is clearly within America's best interests.
I believe that President Trump is one of the best things that have ever happened to the White House. This is very, very serious. You have a president that will really go after the extremists and not care what anybody else thinks.
Islamic Jihad will never end unless we start fighting back.
But the point I'm getting across is that we are trying to treat a person humanely when they're not human. And they're not human. We come to America warning the Christians, and the Christians don't want to listen. What do you want us to do? If I'm telling you, I fled from this guy, and this guy is now moving next door, and you're telling me I'm Islamophobe, how can I help you? If you want to be realistic, the only medicine for ISIS and their likes is when the Christians arise to defend Europe and defend their sacred sites and their churches. That's the only way that these people will wake up.
For NewsWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
And that were both clips on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Here's President Trump talking about the military-industrial complex and how they want war. Pretty powerful. Here it is.
We have tremendous power economically. If I can solve things economically, that's the way I want.
So you can reassure people you're not looking for some kind of conflict in Iran.
Well, I'm the one that talks about these wars that are 19 years and people are just there. And don't kid yourself, you do have a military-industrial complex. They do like war. You know, in Syria with the caliphate. So I wipe out 100% of the caliphate. That doesn't mean you're not going to have these crazy people going around blowing up stores and blowing up things. These are seriously ill people. I don't want to say, oh, they're wiped out, you know, ISIS. But I wiped out 100% of the caliphate. I said, I want to bring our troops back home. The place went crazy. They want to keep, you have people here in Washington.
But you want it.
They never want to leave. I said, you know what I'll do? I'll leave a couple of hundred soldiers behind. But if it was up to them, they'd bring thousands of soldiers in. Someday people will explain it.
Well, this is an example.
You do have a group, and they call it the military-industrial complex. They never want to leave. They always want to fight. No, I don't want to fight. But you do have situations like Iran. You can't let them have nuclear weapons. You just can't let that happen.
So that's an example, I think, of what people liked in 2016, where you didn't come over as a traditional Republican.
No, but I haven't changed.
And that...
Well, take a look.
That's what we talk about on our show, the popular. I just want to go through
I gave the generals, I said, go ahead, you got 1 year, see what you can do in Afghanistan. So they fight. But, you know, we've taken it way down.
Powerful stuff. All right. Millie Weaver, Caitlin Bennett in studio. I'm Alex Jones. We'll be right back, and they're hosting the fourth hour out of the War Room. Stay with us.
Okay, so a watch is good and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croft, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are in go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, Caitlin Bennett, Billy Weaver in studio for this segment. Then they take over for the next hour. And I said, what do you want to get into? And my God, you've got a lot to cover. Infant mortality in the United States is just exploding. And it's because they do things like spinal taps. If your baby gets a fever, which then gives them meningitis, it opens up the body. Everything is about being bioethics in
to hurt babies, and they know what they're doing. They're fully aware of their operations. Also, you brought in your beautiful baby daughter today. Mm-hmm. Known you guys for years. Watched your son grow up, you and Gavin. And she's just amazing. She's had no vaccines. We'll talk about her test and how she's in the top 100%. That special video, that's all in the next hour that mothers and fathers and families and people need to see. I've got a lot to cover here, but I'm gonna eject here, or I'll take over as I always do. What else, Caitlin and Millie, is on your radar? What else are you going to be covering next hour?
Well, you know, I know Caitlin has been talking a lot to me recently about the abortion debate in this country. We've seen many conservative states like Alabama recently change laws to protect babies from the moment of conception, even in some. And some of it's with the heartbeat. But that's a huge deal because we know, Alex, that the woman who was part of Roe versus Wade, she came out years later wanting to undo Roe versus Wade. She said, this was wrong. You know, I lied in court. I didn't testify to the best knowledge. And now there's evidence that these babies are living. They feel pain.
And the new textbooks teach that they're cancers, that they're parasites. They have stupid Saturday Night Live skits saying mine. But, I mean, the Democrats have gone so far, they want to kill babies and have passed laws in several states after they're born. So are we going to kill a 50-year-old and say it's a post-birth abortion? It's gotten out of control, and the left can't believe they're losing the debate.
Exactly. You know, Caitlin, your report recently in Houston, tell us about what the people said there.
So there were a few people, I was asking them, when does human life begin? And a lot of people would say when they pass through the birth canal, when they take a breath of oxygen. And I'm like, what's in the oxygen? What's in the air that makes you automatically a person when you were unborn the day before? What's the difference? And it was really troubling. And
so saying the spark of God is in the atmosphere.
Something's in the air making us humans, you know, after our mom gives birth to us. But one woman said that it's up to the parents to decide when life begins. It's up to them to decide.
Which is the bioethics board, which is Dr. Peter Singer that founded PETA. He says kill kids up to age 3.
Exactly. And what's brilliant is she gets them to realize, she asks them, so when does life end? Like, medically, when does life end? Well, when the heart stops beating, right? So then when does it begin? And then they have this dumbfounded look on
their face. It's a powerful video. I saw it a few days ago. Tell folks the name of it. And then we'll repost it to Infowars.com so folks can find it.
So we haven't done the one from Houston yet, but there are some on Liberty Hangout YouTube of us talking about abortion. We did a pop quiz video at the Women's March about, you know, how many, what's the biggest cause of death in the United States? It's obviously abortion. But there's a lot of videos on Liberty Hangout's YouTube.
And again, they've got their arguments, but when you get deep down, it's about body parts, it's about dehumanization, it's about depopulation, it's about eugenics. It's not about what they claim it's about.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And even with what we've been seeing with the vaccines, I mean, you have doctors that want to just say, oh, you know what, we need to all just vaccinate our kids because of the herd immunity. You'll hear this argument all the time, the herd immunity. Anytime you mention, well, there's a possibility that my child could be one of those statistics that end up with autism or autoimmune disorders or brain damaged or even die from SIDS or some other issue, yet they say, oh, well, the herd immunity takes precedent. Well, wait a second. My child is not cattle, okay? So why do you keep coming at us with herd immunity?
Vaccines have liability protection like no other drug company has. They have immunity in court. They're not tested for effectiveness. And then now they're saying it's disinfo if we criticize them. That's just consumers' views of, I don't like this hotel. I don't like this restaurant. I don't like this doctor. The medical cartel, starting with vaccines, is trying to set the precedent where we can't criticize medical events that we saw for ourselves.
This
hospital sucks. It's dirty. The doctors are jerks. Blah, blah, blah. This hospital's great. They were wonderful. They're trying to say, you aren't allowed to comment on the priest class.
Exactly. And here's a good one. If the doctor's trying to corner you as a parent and pressure you into vaccines, even though there's a risk that your child could be injured from it, just ask them this. Say, hey, doctor, if my child is injured, are you going to sign a contract that if my child's injured, I can hold you personally liable for my child being brain damaged?
They'll never do it.
You're gonna sell your home. You're gonna be held liable for my child being injured. Instantly, the doctors back off. They don't want to have anything to do with
that. In the past, Western universities taught nonconformity, rugged individualism, do your own research, stand up for yourself. Now they teach compliance
They've gotten rid of the Hippocratic Oath in many hospitals for many doctors, and they think this is cool. I was talking to one of my wife's family members who's a registered nurse, and I was talking about how they, at some facilities, keep babies alive and take their organs. That's why they're passing that law. And she goes, well, I'm not involved in that, but I know nurses that are. That's what you do with organ donors. You keep them alive. And I meant, so the baby's considered not going to be born, but they keep it alive in an oxygen tent to harvest the organs. And she was just like, turned it kind of like having an anxiety attack. But see, this has all been mainlined. And so you're a nurse and on another wing, they've got babies alive because they're going to harvest them in a day or two. They're getting all the people lined up, getting them ready, getting the aircraft ready. You got to keep the little flesh ball comfortable. It's not alive. We say baby dead, but keep it comfortable while it's dead so we get the good. And then once we get the flesh ball, you make the skin, the blood, and the organs. See how it works? But these very people are like, but that's what you do with an organ donor. And I'm like, oh, like a guy that has a car wreck, they say he's brain dead, and they keep him alive in the oxygen tent while they get, and they're like, oh, you see how it works.
You know what's interesting is they're even on social media now starting to censor parents that talk about vaccines, and they're trying to censor people that talk about
pro-life. Why are you against the flesh ball? We say it's not alive, not a human. We keep it comfortable.
Oh, yeah, that's what they'll do. They'll try to say anything to say it's not alive.
Hanging up by its feet and electrocute it a while if it's not even a human or alive. Why we keep them comfortable?
The doctors.
You know, I'm imitating the governor of Virginia. You know, he talks about we keep the little flesh ball comfortable.
Yeah. 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 I mean, it's the dehumanization of babies. And something that I really want to get into the next hour when we're hosting Millie is how if we choose undesirable traits for people, we are no better than what Hitler did or when we had slavery. These are innocent circumstances of babies. They didn't choose this life. Someone else chose for them to come into this life.
But mama chose where the baby lived.
Exactly. And the one person I talked to yesterday, she goes, so the parent decides when life begins. And I said, okay, so if the parent chooses life begins at 1 year old outside the womb, can you kill it? And she's like, oh, you're just trying to twist my words. And I'm like, you said it. You said it. Own up to your words or admit that what you said was wrong.
And that's what it is. They take followers in this culture to the universities and, like, they agree with NPR's orthodoxy, so they're part of the anointed. And really all you are is soulless, jealous, anti-free speech, anti-life monsters.
You know, they're trying to twist the truth to get us to believe their argument that they actually believe these aren't living beings. Because, give me a break, the day before a baby's born, we all
know
they
want power over life and death. They're signed on death cult. You ladies are about to take over. Please remember, these great reporters, all the work we do is financed by you buying the products. Get our great coffee. When you love it, sign up for AutoShip so you can support us every month. Get an additional 10% off. Get Ultra 12, the amazing vitamin B12, methylcobalamin, twice as strong as Secret 12, 50% off. And today is the last day. Get a free bottle of X3 when you get 25% off on X2. Learn about the iodine conspiracy at InfoWarsLife.com. Or 888-253-3139. So again, that is all coming up on the other side of this quick break. I'm going to air a special report so these great ladies have a chance to move over here in the chairs and get ready, and then they'll be back. And George Soros and the globalists and others really hope you don't tell neighbors, friends, family, people randomly at the gas station how you're listening on AM and FM or how you're watching on local TV or cable, or how you are watching or listening over the internet. Whatever you do, remember, that's how we stand up. We're starting to win for pro-life. We're starting to win for nationalism. We're starting to win for privacy. But the globalists worldwide are taking the gloves off and saying, we're not going to let you do that. We're going to keep the baby alive. We're going to get the goodies. We're going to get the Ferrari off that money. So that is all coming up. But first, pharma kingpins run their game on America. John Bowne. And my self-report, and then Haley Weaver, Caitlin Bennett, running the show as the Alex Jones Broadcast on the other side. Stay with us.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.